This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Cut him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
Live from Publicans in beautiful Manhasset. I'm Rick DiPietro.
They did give you a swag bag, but I kept it.
And that's right. I did keep it because none of it fit you. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. No. I hope McGregor chokes you out.
Oh, no. Michael Chandler would kill you. Our amazing producers. How about the very handsome father-to-be, RJ Santillo?
I got a nice tweet.
Yeah?
From Chewy 91 says, get rid of this whiny crybaby Ray. Dak is a bum. We'll never win an argument, let alone a championship.
Was that a nice tweet, do you feel?
That doesn't seem like a nice tweet.
I do. I think it was nice. Yeah.
Did I say it's a nice tweet?
You definitely did.
How about our very single, also very handsome Raymond Santiago?
No refrills.
The cups will be refrilled today, I promise. How about one more from the boys?
Quack.
We work with nerds, David. And, of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Brooks Koepka.
Ooh, Brooks Koepka. Good one, Raymond. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us ladies. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you guys know it, 1-800-919-3776.
Your mother.
That's not very nice. We have an awesome show planned for you today.
I have a nice can.
Get up and show that thing off, would you please? Our Mets, David, make it two in a row against the disgusting, gross Phillies, Carlos Carrasco.
Come here, my little cookie.
My little cookie was six strong. Mark Canha drove in all four Mets runs. Yankees win streak ends at four thanks to Rye's very own George Kirby. We got some Yankees injury news. Wyatt fell apart for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Game one of the NBA Finals tonight in Denver. We have two more qualifiers for the All-American Ford Custom Bronco. It's outside. You got to see it. It's beautiful. We got stuff you missed at 9:15, and as always on Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I'd like to again remind people why I'm the man's man of the show.
A master mulcher?
I'm an artist with the mulch, and why Dave is not.
Why do I have to take my own stick?
You wouldn't know what to do with a stick. All right, Raymond, hit it!
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you got us feeling all right.
Well done, ladies and gentlemen. David, take it away.
Oh, what an open. What an open. What a time to be alive. It's DiPietro. It's Rothenberg with you live, 98.7 ESPN. And today is a special day. It's a day we've been working on for quite a long time. A lot of effort, a lot of energy, and a lot of people have shown up here at Publicans on Long Island in Manhasset. Rick, good morning to you. You know what? Typically your opens, today. Very, very nice. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you. This is what happens, though. I walked in, and this place was already – I mean, look at this place.
It's unbelievable.
We got the company with the shirts and the hats. I mean, how do you beat this?
It's amazing. And you look back to the left. I mean, it goes deep back there to the left.
I'm being offered mimosas already.
Really? Please.
This is going to be quite the day.
See, what the people don't understand is he's going to take you up on the offer. Please, for dear God, wait until at least 9 o'clock.
6:30-ish.
Not, no.
I had to get through the open, and then I'll ease my way into it.
Because what's going to happen is I'm going to start a segment. You're going to be gone.
Yes.
You won't be here. Right. I'll have all the pressure on
Carrie.
Me. Yes.
Carry the show.
Yeah, carry. I've already asked for and have not received the French Open.
No tennis today.
What do you mean no tennis?
The company spoke. All the people here
said
they
want the
Dave Rothenberg focus.
Not decision makers.
Oh, no. Let's do me a favor. Put the French Open up on that TV, and you guys can all see what I mean.
Yeah.
I'll be talking.
You know what? It'll
like
be an experiment.
The whole time.
What, do I need to stare at you?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
look into
just
my
stare,
eyes.
Stare at you. How are you? Good to see you. All right, so we have a lot to do. How about your Mets?
Our Mets.
We're on our way.
We're rolling.
To City Field today. Now, if you're not here now, which seems silly, but if you're not here, Publicans, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. Then we're going to jump on the LIRR, go to Lot E for everyone, because everyone is included in this big tailgate. We apparently pickleball, right? That's what I'm told. Pickleball.
Wiffle ball.
We've got wiffle ball. We've got cornhole. and then we're going to go into the game, section 128.
128, but do yourselves a favor. Come down here first.
Yes.
We got Randy. We got the band. We got everybody. I mean, we're already, I mean, almost close to full already. You want to have a good time on a Thursday morning?
This is nice.
Place to be.
This is nice. By the way, my driver, not elite this morning.
Well, this is you, though. How bougie you are, my driver. Well, some of us drove ourselves here today.
Well, because for insurance purposes, I don't think anyone was allowed to drive you. They gave you like a $100,000 car you're driving around Long Island.
I'm babysitting it.
I'm giving it away. Bougie. Yeah, my driver, he liked to go very fast.
Yep.
And he liked to be in the right lane on the bridge.
I like that.
And it was not overly enjoyable.
Yeah, but he stopped at stop signs and red lights, right?
Yes.
Okay, so not nearly as bad as my experience.
No, I'm not compared to the guy that
clutching
was
the wheel was singing the entire time.
No, it was nowhere near a death experience. So we have giveaways today.
Yep.
We have Nobservations today.
Oh, yeah.
We have DHIF today. And let me just tell you before we even start,
okay.
And I think you'll agree with me wholeheartedly, I don't want any laziness from RJ and Raymond. I don't want them to think because you and I are on location in Manhasset that all of a sudden they're not obligated to speak on the show. You hear that, Raymond? I know, RJ, you'll step up. You hear that, Raymond?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. Yeah, I'm glad. See? I mean, people are clamoring for
Raymond,
you.
There's a lot of beautiful women here for you, Raymond.
Yes.
A lot of beautiful women.
It's true. And Raymond is very available.
Very available.
Very available.
Who wants to go for a mall steak with Raymond?
That would be nice. That's right. Sit there, have some scotch, mall steak.
Yeah.
Right? Get some high tube socks, right? Drakes, right? We got him. RJ, good morning. How are you?
Oh, Dandy, good morning to everyone at the lovely Publicans.
I mean, people adore you.
Okay, so how about this? RJ, how about this? You'll love this. So last night I get a DM from a couple of guys at the company, and they're like, hey, we're already here. They said people stayed overnight to make sure they were here.
At the place?
No, they stayed at a hotel, like a bunch of them. Guys, raise your hand if you stayed at a hotel last night. Look at this.
Wow, that's at
to
least
be here,
at least
to
10
be
people.
Here this morning.
Awesome.
So I got the DM, hey, where can we grab a slice? So I told him, yo, got a Umberto. I named some places. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll check it out. Oh, by the way, we brought a seat for RJ at the game.
They bought him a baby seat?
Yes.
Oh, my
it's
God. So, RJ, this is good. You're going to be able to see everything today at the game. This is terrific.
I believe that's against Citi Field restrictions, but I appreciate the humor.
Now, this portion of the show, Richard, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Firstly, I mean, I brought the reeds. I brought a pen.
Gorgeous.
I could not be more prepared for the show.
I brought the iPad.
It's unbelievable. I have to toot my own horn for a moment, if you would allow.
I'm not sure. Should we turn our heads?
No, it's fine. You can watch. Last night, RJ sends all the reads.
Yeah.
And because I'm the gentleman, in fact, that I am, what did I do? You don't even know this, RJ. I send Rick a text, just Rick, me to Rick, saying, do you need me to print out the reads for you? And he says, no, I got it. But just to let you know, RJ, I was thinking about taking care of him because I didn't know if he could take care of himself.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Said I got it. In fact, didn't have it. So I'll be reading the reads off my phone.
But I would have printed them out for you.
Well, it was too scrunched up, and I couldn't get it to separate pages. So I said, you know what? Forget it. I'll just read it off the phone. I was trying to be manly. I could handle the printer, but I obviously couldn't. It's too big for me.
All right. I don't understand. All right. So Mets, Yankees late night. They did not win. George Kirby Rise.
He was dominant.
And especially with the Yankees, they scored, 10 runs in three consecutive games.
30 runs in their last three games.
And to put that kind of performance up. So Yankees lose 1-0 in 10. I don't know how upset can you be if you're a Yankees fan. Not that upset. You're playing good
baseball. Clark Schmidt pitched well.
Right.
Really well. He didn't take advantage of it. I think the only question was to late in that game, do you decide to go to Rizzo in that spot?
Well, they said he wasn't really available.
Well, for emergencies. Could you make the argument that a chance to win a baseball game that you maybe shouldn't have as an emergency?
Yes, I guess you could. But, I mean, if you don't want to play him, you don't want to play him. Obviously, they didn't want to play him.
Of course.
Right? So do you really push it on May 31st and say we have to get Rizzo into a game, which, you know, God forbid he has a setback or something happens. Is it really a necessity? I would say probably not.
No, I mean, the reality of what happened last night with the Yankees is you had one guy outside of the 10th inning reach second base. It was Higashioka. All right, IKF had one, almost did a home run. Judge had a nice piece, but 10th inning, right? You have the guy with one of the hottest Yankees, IKF, bat in his hand, chance to get you the lead, didn't happen, and then they end up winning in the 10th. But all in all, I mean, Clark Schmidt pitched really well, and you just had one of those games where bats went silent because the opposing pitcher was just that good.
It was good, but it shows you how good he was because the other two guys are good pitchers, right?
They got a good staff.
Right, exactly that. And Castillo, you didn't even have to see him. But the first two pitchers are good. The Yankees obliterated those guys.
Yeah, they destroyed them.
Listen, you won 2 out of 3 against the Padres. You win 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. You get actually a day off now today, which is nice. And then you get after the Dodgers.
Well, more importantly, too, I mentioned in the open, the injury news is that you're going to have Donaldson, right. Stanton, and Kainley meet you in L.A. for the Dodgers.
So now I guess the big question becomes who gets sent down if you're the Yankees?
It feels like probably Cabrera.
I think that's clearly going to be the one.
Because, you know, I mean, you don't lose anyone that way. He hasn't swung the bat really well. You saw IKF play shortstop. So in case Volpe needs a day, you got IKF that can play short. So that would seem like the natural guy to send down.
Volpe hitting 194 now.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's going to struggle, man. Listen, it's tough.
I understand.
It's tough. He's still on pace. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, he's still on pace for over 20 home runs, almost 40 stolen bases.
Right.
And you'll take that. I mean, you'll take that production. Will you not?
I think he's excellent. I'm just saying, like 194, and again, I don't think it's that big a deal, and I think that long-term, you're fine, and I like what they've done with him. They brought him up, they've given him the reins, and they've said, you're the guy no matter what. You're going to be our
shortstop. If I told you before the season started that Anthony Volpe, by the end of it, take batting average out of it, because
right.
with analytics and everything else, we're not really that focused on batting average, gave you 20.
Although 194 is glaring.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, anything sub 200 is not great, but he gave you 23 home runs, 68 RBI, and 37 stolen bases. Would you take it?
Absolutely.
Right, you take it, especially because you're not asking him to be, you know, a middle-of-the-lineup guy.
100%.
Anything you get from him is going to be like 23 home runs compared to what you got from IKF last season in the 37 stolen bases is a big deal, especially when you're talking about the kind of versatility that you're going to need in the postseason. And that's a big part of this, isn't it? Does this team have the lineup to have success in the postseason?
That's the question.
Home runs dry up. Can we find other ways to score runs?
Well, they're more athletic, right? We talk about Volpe. We talk about Bader. Yeah, so certainly they should be. You mentioned Anthony Rizzo. Here's Aaron Boone giving us the latest update on the first baseman.
It was going to be an emergency-only situation. So really good progress today, hoping and expecting them to be in there Friday.
I don't like the fact that it's a back, typically, and now it's a neck.
Like, well, you watch that, man. That's a big – like, Tatis is a big dude. And when you watch that pickoff play, his head's down, it hits his hip.
Right.
And then you saw him afterwards wobbling around, drops his glove.
Right?
Yeah. So I just don't know. Like, if he's going to play Friday and I'm in that spot, I have today off, and I have a chance to steal a game after, I mean, Kirby pitches the way that he pitched.
Yeah, he was lights out. I get it, but
listen, if I'm Anthony Rizzo, I'm like, dude, come on. Give me
the bat.
If I'm playing Friday, give me the bat. I'm not going to go, like, just give me a chance to win this game for us. But I get it. I mean, you're trying to protect the player, all that stuff, and it's early. But, I mean, that was one of those instances where, like, they don't take the wins back. Like,
right.
a win's a win.
I get it. Listen, you won 2 out of 3. I understand you're disappointed you didn't bat him, and there's no guarantee that he would have
I'm not saying that I'm disappointed, but when you say, like, emergency, like, a chance, like, he's been what?
But is that an emergency?
But, is a win an emergency? We have a chance to steal a win.
I understand that, but if you don't want to play the guy.
If two different guys go down with injuries, then maybe we'll play you,
I think,
but you're
going
to be healthy enough to play Friday.
I guess that's what they're saying.
So if you're healthy enough to play,
we don't know that he's going to play Friday. We anticipate he's going to play Friday.
Okay, if you're healthy enough to play the field and hit on Friday, are you not healthy enough on Wednesday night to try to get a win to pinch it?
I'm sure they could have. I think they erred on the side of caution.
Listen,
and
he's probably
did.
In his mind too. He's probably not even paying attention because he knows he's not playing, and they don't want to put him in that spot. I get all of it. The only thing I thought watching that game was chance to maybe steal one here. Maybe a good spot for him.
You know what was cool last night also? George Kirby, kid from Rye,
yep.
We discussed that. Went to Elon, Yankees fan growing up. Big Yankees fan. And he went out there, and he was, with the team that's been so red hot, he was absolutely lights out.
Yeah, he shut that lineup down. And I'm telling you, like, there's something different about that. Like, now he's not pitching in New York, so it's a little bit different.
Right.
Like, when we played the Bruins in New York at the Coliseum, like, it meant a lot. Like, there'd be money on the board, and you'd really try to win the game.
But up at the guard.
Oof,
different?
That was different, yeah.
Stressful?
Nerve-wracking? Yeah, stressful. I mean, ticket requests and everything else. But it was just like, I mean, you grew up watching that team. All your buddies are Bruins fans, and they're all coming to the game. You just wanted to show them that, you know what, it could be your hometown team, and then you have bragging rights for a
How'd
little bit.
How'd you do against the Bruins in Boston?
I got benched for my first ever Bruins game. I thought I was going to play. Milbury took me aside night before the game and ripped me for like 45 minutes. You stink. Why did we draft you?
That's you needed 45 minutes of that.
That's why the goalie coach cried. Remember, the goalie coach cried. And then I benched me. I had like 100 people at the game benched me. So yeah. I sat there and watched that one. And then we finally played at the end of the season. It was some meaningless game. I think we lost. But for the most part, I think I played well. I think it was good in Boston, yeah.
Let's hear from George Kirby, of course, the local kid, on facing his childhood team.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I felt like a playoff game, like atmosphere, like jitters I had. It was great. Yeah, I felt really good today.
And here is Aaron Boone on Kirby really shutting down his ball club.
I thought he did a good job of slowing us down, though, with secondary and staying somewhat unpredictable to really set up his fastball. You know, unfortunately, we just, you know, couldn't mount enough against him.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. You know what's amazing, too? And Crawford made that nice play in the sixth on
Torres.
That
was nice. The ball was well struck, too.
What? Am I the only one that thought that the ball France hit down the left field line was off the line? Like, it looked like the
chalk flew?
Well, it looked like a piece of the white chalk was missing. And they looked at it for like 5 minutes, and it ends up being a foul ball, and he strikes out. But I don't know, man. Looked like it was fair to me.
Well, Yankees day off, back at it tomorrow. Mets with a good win last night, and they sure as heck better followed up with another one.
Better today with us being there.
Victories today. Now, I know you're interested in this. 1 in 4 car batteries is weak. It needs to be replaced. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery free of charge. No money at all. They can also help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I do wonder about batteries quite a bit.
I know you do. Yeah. But by the way,
yeah,
I have like 5 pages of reads. RJ, have you seen this? I have 5 pages of reads. I think I looked. You have 3 reads.
Three reads. They're going to be real solid reads, though.
Well, they better be.
Well, I have to
Hall
be here for the crowd.
So what are you going to mosh?
Mingle,
the
whatever
break?
I need to do.
Well, I do the reads.
I'm a man of the people.
Okay. I like the people, too. I'm going to be reading. Sorry, I can't hang out with the people.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans in Manhasset, the people are out in full force.
It's the place to be.
I got to tell you, and I don't know if this is an appropriate thing to say or not, you know me. I'll say it. We have an attractive crowd.
We have a handsome crowd.
Typically fans of the radio industry.
No, don't say this.
Can tend to be unattractive. Not our crowd. Not these people. I look out, I see attractive people, outside of a few, obviously. But, I mean, for the most part, I see a lot of really nice-looking people, and I like that very much.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect, though? I mean, we talk to these people every single day.
Those are huge, fat people.
You
know what I expect? I expect the French Open. I've asked 3, 5.
What do you expect? A bunch of Rosenbergs to walk? Peter Rosenbergs to walk in? No. Got people that take care of themselves.
That'd be a bad look.
It would be bad.
Can I please? I mean, you know, TV here. Can I get one?
Well, maybe just one. Listen, maybe if you went to college with one of the owners. You could get what you want.
Oh, is that why we're here?
I'm just saying.
Now it all always trickles back to what works for Rick.
No, it's what works for the people. Look at this place.
I think they would have come anywhere for us.
Yeah, but not a place like this. Look at this.
It's a great place.
Gorgeous.
It's a great place. So, all right. Now, we have callers on the line. I'd like to get to them. I'm confused at why that man is on the line and not here, though.
Well, I think he's calling from here. Surprise us. He's outside probably.
Oh, is that right?
Says he's going to sneak attack us. He's going to call us, and then we're going to get to see the big reveal because I said I want to see what he looks like.
You know it would be great.
If he's this tiny little guy.
No, he better not be. He's going to be like the guy that plays R2-D2 or something, isn't he? That's what he's going to be. He's going to walk around and go, hey, guys, how you doing? Yes. Like he's using like a voice enhancer.
No, like American Idol.
Oh, that girl.
That can sing, Dave, when her regular talking voice, and then she sings.
Like a voice of the angel. Oh. So he's.
I think we got to take Wes.
As he makes the call, though, he's going to walk around.
I don't know.
That would be quite a reveal.
Yeah, it would be.
All right.
Try it.
I love the voice. Let's hear him. Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. The people love him.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Man, the excitement. If you want to know why I'm not there yet, it's because of the screaming children. We're normal routine until 8 this morning. So 8 o'clock, the generator is loaded, the coolers are loaded, hopping in the truck, and we'll be heading out from East Hanover over to Citi Field. So, unfortunately, it won't be the Republicans.
Okay,
but
that's all right.
We get the reveal at the tailgate.
I mean, Rick, the guy has many children. You have many children.
He's got the generator, though, which is good.
That's right. So, all right, Wes, what do you got this morning before we get to the big reveal later?
What I got this morning is, you know, watching the Yankees, I was watching it through the ninth inning, and they actually did what you did say all along. Don't let Judge hit. They intentionally walked him. He TV crew was a little surprised by that. And then the radio broadcast in the extra innings, they're saying, why isn't Rizzo swinging the bat? And so the two things, like, why? And so when you finally got one thing to happen, but Rizzo doesn't get up for one at bat, why is he even active if he can't pitch hits in a situation like that? But you guys enjoy the day, enjoy the people, and I will see you guys in a couple hours.
All right, we'll see you later, Wes, and thanks for the call. The only thing I'll say is, you say, why is he active? You're not going to put him on the IL if he's only going to miss a couple games.
No, I think to the point, though. I mean, you have a chance to...
Why is he swinging a bat would be a better question.
Well, why is he not an option? I mean, I get it. You're just not going to willy-nilly just pinch him in just some random spot. But, I mean, have a chance to score at least a run here, try to win this game. Well, I mean, when Kirby pitches as well as he does,
right,
and you have Clark Schmidt on the mound.
And you matched him.
And he gives, yeah, right. Yes. And then your bullpen, Peralta comes in, pitches well. Holmes comes, pitches, you know, comes in and pitches well.
Right.
And you have a shot here where, I mean, Crawford makes an error. You got the bases loaded. Do some real damage here. Walk away with a sweep of the series and then head to
I mean, maybe Aaron Boone's mindset going to the game was we're not playing him. We're
right.
Not,
I'm sure he told him that, which is part of it probably. Because, I mean, you got if you in your mind go into a game thinking you're not going to be an option, how you prepare is a lot different. Like, I was always jealous of goalies. Like, when Martin Brodeur had a day where he was backing up, like, you'd see him on the bench, he'd have no chest protector on.
So the coach knew he wasn't getting in there.
Unless the guy's leg fell off, he was not going in. So I'm sure how, like, the pregame, like, all the stuff he does leading up to a game was probably completely different. As opposed to, I know I'm going to be, I could be an option. I got to make sure I go through the same kind of routine to get myself ready.
Well, they didn't use him. Do you think had they lost the first two games of the series, he pinch hits last night?
The way that the Yankees handle their business, probably not.
So you think under no circumstances. So then my question would be, why is he swinging a bat?
That's a great question. Did he say why was he swinging a bat or why wasn't he swinging a bat?
I'm asking, I thought he said why was he?
I thought he said why wasn't he swinging a bat?
Well, he wasn't swinging a bat because they gave him the day off.
Because like, he was out.
They were not going to play him. That was the ultimate plan. Let's go to Teddy in the truck. My question for you, Ted, is why are you not here this morning?
Well, I mean, some of us have to work.
What if we told you, Teddy, what if we told you that Daniel Jones was here? You'd be here in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, I would have to take a personal day.
Right. but not for us. So Daniel Jones
listen.
Gets a personal day. We get Bumpkus.
You guys rank very high on my totem pole, but Daniel Jones, I mean, he's the head, okay? He's the center, you know. He's everything.
He's the head of the totem pole, huh? So what are we on the totem pole?
I mean, I don't know.
I have so
maybe
many
like
things to say, but I'm being very careful right now. Because I'm a radio professional, Ted. What do you want to talk about with the Yankees, Ted?
Well, you guys brought up how bringing back Donaldson and all these guys that are coming back, that they're going to send down Cabrera. And it's not that Cabrera is doing overly well, but, I mean, I kind of would love to see them just buy out Donaldson and designate him for assignment. He's just going to bring more strikeouts.
Ted, it's not going to happen. I'm not even going to let you waste your breath right now. They love him. Whether you like him or not, whether Yankee fans like him or not, the intent, there is no chance that they're going to move on from Donaldson. He's going to be their third baseman when he comes back on Friday.
I know. And it makes me sick.
Well, listen, I mean, you haven't seen it yet. I mean, give yourself a little time before you get sick. I mean, you know he's going to play a good, solid defensive third base, and Aaron Boone, for some reason, believes that he's going to have some kind of renaissance season.
I don't know what would lead them to believe that he's going to turn things around.
I think, first of all, you have to. I mean, because he's on the team, and you're paying him a ton of money, and that doesn't sound like they're going to walk away from that contract.
But they're playing well now, and they're having no issues at third. And I agree with you. Third base defensively, he'll be fine.
Or clubhouse issues. I mean, that's the other part of him, too.
Right. They're rolling along.
Yeah, the whole thing with the Tim Anderson stuff, like,
It's something. Now but the thing is, this is what they wanted. They wanted, right? With the FU comes positive and negative. And I think some of the stuff he does is a little bit, polarizing, and some of the things you like that you get from him.
Yeah, well, it's great when you do it with other teams. I mean, it's not necessarily a positive if you're stirring it up in your own clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not a great look typically.
But this is what it is. I mean, Cabrera makes the most sense because offensively he hasn't been very good. And now the fact that IKF has stepped up and can play the outfield, can play short, can play third. And, I mean, Bowers can play first.
You have options.
And you're not going to lose anybody if you send Cabrera down because he's got options.
Let's be fair. Stanton's been out. You've missed him. Right? Protection.
You've missed his bat, yeah.
You've missed him. Protection.
But Rizzo's been so good.
He has been good. Have you even missed Donaldson? When you watch the Yankees, do you even think about Josh Donaldson?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, it depends on what version of Donaldson you're getting. I mean, if you told me DJ LeMahieu was the DJ LeMahieu we saw in years one and two with the Yankees, I would say absolutely not. We don't miss him. But DJ LeMahieu hasn't been that player. Will Josh Donaldson be a better option than DJ LeMahieu at third?
I mean, defensively he will be.
Yeah, defensively, but I mean, as far as his ability to hit home runs,
he's
more
got
power
more power.
In the lineup.
Is he better than LeMahieu? I would say probably not.
Well, this version of LeMahieu, I'm saying though. Like, let's not keep going back to what DJ LeMahieu
no,
was.
No, I forget about that. I don't even think you can revisit that. DJ LeMahieu from 2 years ago is gone.
Right, DJ LeMahieu now is, I mean, he's a guy well over 300. At one point, you thought he was like the Yankees MVP.
Remember, there was a clamoring of you if you let him go, this
right.
is not the Yankees
okay.
that I grew up with,
so
right?
So they signed him. Now he's dealt with injuries. He was hurt last year when you needed him.
And
now
he's not the same player anymore.
Now he's hitting .243.
I get it.
So, and you're paying Donaldson a lot of money. And I think at the time, and this is part of it, and it happens in every sport, where GMs don't want to look like they're stupid or they made the wrong decision, so they kind of, especially Cashman, will continue to give the player opportunities that at the time he said, what the hell are the Yankees doing?
Which is one of the things I like about the Mets. Cano, it's done. You know what, Escobar, there's a better option, better option.
He's actually played well, though.
Escobar, since he's been benched,
well.
Now it's kind of a part-time situation.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
We have an attractive crowd, typically fans of the radio industry.
No, don't say this.
Can tend to be unattractive. Not our crowd. Not these people. I look out, I see attractive people, outside of a few, obviously, but I mean, for the most part, I see a lot of really nice-looking people, and I like that very much.
I mean, what do you expect, though? Do we talk to these people every single day?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Buttery, soft hands. Feel these hands.
Well, those hands are going to do some handling.
Wouldn't be the first time, Mendy. Wouldn't be the first time.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, live from Publicans. Thursday morning, the big 7 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Paul, do me a favor. Tell Rick we're actually back on the air now, and it would be a great time to put his headset back on and have a chat with
him. Are you happy we're here?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Do you love this place?
Love this place.
How are your eggs?
They're nice.
Delicious. Bacon crispy?
Not as crispy as I'd like, to be honest,
oh,
but that's nice.
God.
You asked me the question.
Well, okay, so if you like all those things,
yeah.
The woman
right.
that I was speaking to.
Who I met and we chatted
yes.
with.
So what do you want me to do? Hey, leave me alone. I'm trying to do a show here.
No.
Or should I be a gracious
you know what?
Guest?
Just go now. Just go chat
all
with
right,
her now. Just go now because that's what you're looking for.
That's not what I'm looking for.
You don't think she would understand if you said, oh, by the way, I have to. You think if there's a lunch rush, if there's a million people that come in for lunch, that she's going to just chat with
yes.
an old chum from. No, she's going to
yes.
say, Rick, we have a lunch rush. I have to go.
Well, she's not
serve.
The one. She's not serving. She's not cooking.
But she gets involved. When you own a place, you're all ensconced in the place.
Right. I'm a part owner of the show. I'm ensconced in everything. I can't drive the show.
Here,
do you want me to admit it? I can't drive the show.
RJ.
What?
Should he not be involved to the point where I don't need to drag him out of conversation every single time we come back from break today?
You knew this is when we signed up to go to wonderful publicans.
Yeah.
This is how it was going to be.
I mean, this is what you sign up for with me.
He's only had one, whatever he's drinking, orange juice.
Half an orange juice so far.
Well, what's half of a double?
Oh, great. That's one full orange juice.
Stop
so
it.
Far.
No, listen, I'm fine. I'm fine. You can carry the show. I can't drive it by myself. I want to be around with the people.
See, I'm so aware. Like, I go back there. I get my eggs and my bacon, which I now can't eat because now we're on air. I have so much respect for you that I don't give up on the
Maybe
show.
Maybe skip a meal.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm hungry. I need nutrients.
All right. So, listen, I'm going to do what I do.
You know, there's muffins. There's
pastries.
Well,
have a muffin.
No, I won't do that.
Eat your eggs after this break, and I'll mingle with the people.
Why don't you talk? I'm going to eat my eggs right now.
No, we're not doing that.
No, right now.
No.
Look at this. Right now.
This is what he does to me every day. It's usually egg bites that I buy him every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look what eggs.
Right. He brings fruit. I buy him Starbucks every day. Terrible bananas.
You think there's any chance the French Open goes on at any point?
No. If you're going to be mean to me, no. If you want to be nice and apologize, I'll have the French Open on immediately. Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Can we get the French Open up on that TV? Thank you. Oh, by the way, did you see this?
What?
Garrett Wilson throwing out the first pitch to his former teammate, Brett Beatty. How about that?
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah.
Former teammates. And it led to a Mets victory last
night.
Like
today when we all show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
We beat the disgusting Phillies.
Absolutely.
We keep this thing rolling.
Sweep.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does sound nicer. All right, this portion of the show driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So, your fancy coach spoke yesterday.
My fancy football coach.
Yeah, your fancy football coach spoke yesterday. Had a couple interesting things to say. I have not worried about the health of Aaron Rodgers, which I wouldn't think he would be. How's Breece Hall looking, which I think you'll be pleased with. And Garrett Wilson is having a great camp. What moves the needle? What makes
all of it. Okay. It's fully moved.
Yeah? What moves the needle the most right now?
What moves the needle the most?
Of those three
I'll tell you what moved the needle the most yesterday was watching video of Aaron Rodgers kind of just standing still.
Hoisting the ball?
Just like 50-yard just bullets.
It's got a
no problem.
It's different. He's different than other quarterbacks.
Well, here's the thing, though. So Stevie, you know Stevie.
I just talked to him.
Yeah, Pitbull. Yeah. Mr. 516. So you see him on the sidelines all the time. He's one of the ball guys for the Jets. He's going to be tasked with catching passes from Aaron Rodgers.
What in what?
But like when he goes to the games, he throws with the quarterbacks.
He's going to warm up Aaron Rodgers?
He throws with the quarterbacks. He's very nervous about it.
Why?
Because of how hard Aaron Rodgers throws
the
football.
So he throws a different level of velocity than...
Yes.
So he's like the Aroldis Chapman.
Like a flick of the wrist and the ball is snapping your finger in half.
Now, if he were to break a finger, fracture a thumb, is that covered? How does that work?
Yeah, probably.
So the
Jets take care of him.
The Jets would be responsible if it needs a surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, they take care of him.
Will they give him, like, the good doctor, or they'll give him, like...
They probably give him the average doctor, but that's fine. It's better. I mean, it's better than just going to some guy.
Is it, though?
Or gal.
I don't know that it is. All right, get back to the point here.
Let's go with Aaron Rodgers' health.
All right, Robert Saleh, here he is, not worried about the health of one Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's fine. Just doing a bunch of rehab, just hoping to ease him back in, hopefully get him full on Friday for sure next week. I still argue he's still a young man, the way he takes care of his body. I know his body is not his age. We've got to do a better job just making sure we communicate with the players and understanding where they are at certain points. But we'll always look to modify if we need to.
So that's not so bad.
No, it's not so bad.
I didn't think it was going to be
bad. He's just being smart. What's funny is that actually when he did the calf at the time and he was explaining what happened, he actually kind of insinuated that this was new, some of the stuff that they were doing. Like as a veteran guy, I remember you know, as you say, every year it felt like it was something new. Like I tell you the story all the time about Gar Snow. We're sitting in the locker room and this is the time when all of a sudden dynamic warm-ups and all this stuff started happening. Because every year it's something new. Everyone else has this new warm-up,
right.
New way to train that's better. So trainer comes in, our strength coach comes in, he's like, all right, boys, let's go, dynamic warm-up. And Snowy's like, he had a heat pack on his back, a coffee, and had a big dip in. And he's like, this is how I warm up. He's like, no, we got to go do high knees. And he's like, no, back warm, coffee warm,
right.
And I'm good. So for him, he's like, you see him doing the stuff where he's bouncing around with the medicine balls and stuff. He kind of was like, this is stuff that I normally don't do, but because I want to be a part of what's happening, I'm going to do it. and ends up tweaking his calf.
Breece Hall, of course, tore the ACL last year. I think it was in Denver, right? I think that was the game. They won that game, but obviously he went out for the season. He might have been Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I think he would have been.
Here's Robert Saleh. How is Breece Hall looking right now?
I feel like he won't need to be limited during training camp, even though we still will, just to be conscientious and cautious with him. But he looks awesome.
That sounds like you think he'll be ready for week one, then, if you don't think
Yeah, I'm very, very optimistic on that one. I don't want to jinx it. I mean, the kid's already hitting over 22 on the GPS, so he looks freaking good. So
means nothing. They were saying the same stuff about Saquon Barkley.
Week
great.
One, you're gonna have him week one.
Yeah, he'll be week one, but will he be the same Breece Hall? I would probably say no.
Well, it might take him a couple weeks.
I mean, with Saquon Barkley, all you heard. I mean, he's a freak athlete. He's a specimen. He looks great. He looks great. The year he came back from the knee was not Saquon Barkley.
He was not great.
No, it took him a year.
So you expect Breece Hall to be limited all season
long? I don't know about limited. I don't know if he's going to be the same explosive potential offensive rookie of the year that you saw early in last season. It might take him some time, which isn't great when you look at the schedule the first 6 weeks.
It's daunting.
Yeah, it's daunting. But I've been told by a lot of people, Izzy Abanaconda is going to be good.
Yeah?
The kid they drafted, yeah.
And was he a sixth-round pick?
Was he a sixth-round pick?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he's a sixth-round pick.
Late. So yeah,
fifth-round pick.
All right, so you have guys, right?
Let's just call him Izzy for the season, though.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, let's call him Izzy.
So you got him, you got Breece Hall.
You got Bam.
You got Bam.
Michael Carter.
Michael Carter. So you have guys. You have enough guys.
Okay, but you saw a big difference. You had guys last year. Initially, Bam Knight was good, but you missed the home run threat of Breece Hall. That's a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. He's a different running back.
Right, he's a different running back, and it makes it easier for the wide receivers now because you got to respect that. Like, that's the whole reason why Saquon Barkley is telling the Giants, you got to pay me. Look at Daniel Jones with me. Look at Daniel Jones without me.
But they are paying him.
No, you know what I mean.
Right.
Not on the franchise tag. Like, you need to get me done long term.
But then you know what? He should have accepted the deal of $13.5 million a year.
Well, I was reading some stuff on that. I guess it wasn't necessarily the AAV of it, the average annual. Mm-hmm. It's the upfront money. Because he's saying to them, if I'm going to play under the tag this year and you tag me next year, that's like just over $22 million. So why would I agree to anything that's less than the $22 million guaranteed? Because that's fully guaranteed.
Right.
So if you want to bump that up, say you want to go to, you know, first 2 years is $25 million guaranteed, whatever it is, then, or 26 or whatever it ends up being,
right.
Then we can do that.
Let's continue
with
being
a running
Jets.
Back stinks right now.
Yes. It was never like this either.
No, there used to be that was the sexy position.
It was the, like, the big
position. I grew up wanting to be Emmitt Smith. Then I played a game at running back.
You get crushed.
Well, no, you can't see anything. It's just jerseys. Like these guys, like they're like all calm and patient. You get the ball in the backfield, it's like everything's just moving so fast. I think I ran into the center. Like, okay, I'm not gonna play this. This is a bad position for me.
That's wild. Yeah, no, I remember like Tony Dorsett, right? Earl Campbell. Have you seen Earl Campbell now though?
It's
really not a great sight. Rich Cimini, we discussed this. He said ESPN Radio does a great job covering the Jets for us at 98.7 and all ESPN outlets. He says the Jets should win 10 or 11 games this year.
I think the Jets feel that had they had average quarterback play, I'm not even saying elite, I'm just saying average quarterback play, they feel they could have won 10 or 11 games last year with that defense. And so I'll probably buy into that for this year with Aaron Rodgers. Now, they're expecting him, obviously, to be better than average, but if he's somewhere between average and elite, I do think this is a team that should win 10 or 11 games.
They're going to need more than 10, I think. I think 10 puts them right on the bubble.
If he's up to elite, they're going to win 10 or 11 games? If Aaron Rodgers is between really good and elite, they should do a lot better than 10
or 11.
Well,
I mean, if you got the version of Aaron Rodgers last year playing through a broken thumb, which is one of his worst seasons,
right.
I mean, you would have probably won 10 games.
I think so.
Compared to what you had.
I think there's no reason this team, if he, like what he just said, he said between good and elite, if he's better than good, if he's towards the elite, there's no way this team doesn't win at least 12 games.
I got to imagine if he plays at that level that you're competing to win the division.
I think so.
With how good this defense should be.
You need to win this division.
It would be nice.
You know, I saw this yesterday. You know how many divisions the Jets have won since they went
three.
To the no.
Since two. They went to what?
To these current divisions.
Zero.
Two.
Two. That's close to three. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, when was the last time we talked about they hosted a playoff game?
Is it 2003?
It's been forever.
20 years.
Yeah, but seriously, like, look at the AFC. Look at our division.
That would terrify me. I mean, honestly, because we don't even talk about, like, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh could be a 10 or 11 win team. We don't even discuss
it. Well, I mean, you got to start at the very worst.
You got to start at 9, right?
Right.
because they're never worse than 500. So Pittsburgh, before you even start with this.
Cleveland better.
Cleveland better.
Baltimore better.
God knows where DeAndre Hopkins is going to go.
Cincy,
Miami.
Jacksonville.
If Tua stays, again, I know it's all ifs, but it's with all these teams. If Tua stays healthy, what's the upside for Miami?
Yeah, what's the upside to win the division? They expect to win the division. If Tua stays healthy, the way that offense looks when he's healthy, they expect to win the division.
So right
now,
they
had Jalen Ramsey on the back end of their defense.
Which I forgot he was even there, and then I see him at a Heat game. I'm like, where did he wind up?
He's
like,
there.
Oh, my God, he's Miami now, too?
Xavien
Howard and Jalen Ramsey?
Yep. Really smart offensive head coach. Yeah, listen, I mean, your hands are going to be full. That's why the thought of only winning 10 games with the amount that you gave up. I would like to get Bill Barnwell on the show. Because I want to attack him.
And therein lies my concern.
Why?
And John is here. I could ask John. John, do you want us to have Barnwell on the show?
Yes.
And then Rick savagely attacks him, and now he
politely attacks. Yeah, politely attacks.
Politely attacks?
I can politely attack.
Let me hear what a polite attack would be.
Well, you could see it. You know how I am. I'm very nice.
So, Bill, why would you say the Jets
had
a terrible
season? So why does your article stink?
John, that's not
polite.
Nice.
No, that's
tone it down a little, he's saying.
Hit some cardio, you fatty.
That wouldn't be polite.
That would not be polite whatsoever.
I love what you've done with your hair, Bill. Why is your article not very good?
But he's going to know you're making fun of him.
How? What if I think it's nice?
That's not nice.
I would say the same thing to Pete Doherty if he decided to get rid of the bangs. I'd be like, I love what you did with your hair. Less is more.
Better hair, Doherty or?
Barnwell.
Barnwell?
I would say less is more. Pete's got the Tibbs thing going on now.
Where he's holding on for dear life.
He's trying to save the front.
he's clinging. It's like the water's rushing by. Yeah. He's like, I will not be pulled up this vine no matter what happens.
And he did the little dippity-doo in it. It's not great.
What
do you expect? Stop asking me questions.
What do I expect from
this
the Jets?
This is not an interview with me. What do you expect from the Jets?
I feel like you kind of carried the show. So.
See, he said it. You guys heard it. You heard it. You finally heard it. He finally admitted it.
Well, in your own mind, this is your show.
These are my people.
And I'm here. These are my people.
Okay. You see what he's doing? You guys see it?
These are my
people. He's not even paying attention to me. You can't be trusted with tennis.
I haven't even digested it yet. No. Can I look at the matches?
Look, see, the people are upset with you now.
I got Rudin playing. I got Jan Sinner. I got the Manauer.
Oh, see.
The Madison Keys on the court. Okay.
Here's the thing. Everyone that listens to the show, I'm sure in your mind you're thinking sometimes, like, is it an act? Are they pretending? No, this is us, and this is what he does to me every day. He doesn't look at me. He stares like this, and I'll be asking him questions, and he'll just be looking like this and going, I can multitask. Oh, well, you're not tasking anything now. You're just watching tennis.
How much attention do you need?
All of it.
How hot, high maintenance, are you?
Well, tell me the levels. I'm the highest.
You're like at the Mount Everest of needing attention.
You need a Sherpa.
Glance over to see what's happening in the tennis.
That's glancing.
I go back and forth. So what was your question to me?
What do you think? What are your expectations for the Jets?
That's a tough question.
What's a tough question? But, I mean, it's got to be at least the playoffs. Has to be. Do you think they have a legitimate chance to win the division?
Yes.
Are they a 10-win team, 11-win team? If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, he plays well. Better than 10.
I think the Jets are going to win 11-plus games.
Nice. All right. So a successful season. Well, not really. I can't say it. Well, you can't say that. That's
I don't know.
You can't say it.
See, much like the Yankees.
Right.
If the Yankees win 104 games, is it a successful season?
No, it doesn't matter.
No. It's not.
No, they have to perform in the playoffs. I mean, this is what happens when you have such a short window your window
now,
right now is
Aaron Rodgers was 30? Then 11 wins.
And you had a runway, yeah.
Great, but that's not the case. No, they need to make real noise in the postseason and can't go out with a whimper at the end.
Well, wherever
the end is, they can't get hammered in that game.
See, and I know we have to go to break, but that's what aggravated me so much about Barnwell, talking about how, he didn't like this move by the Jets and how much they gave up. You're not thinking about how much you gave up.
You can't be.
You're thinking about you have an elite defense, you got a bunch of really good young players that you're not paying anything to, and you have a quarterback that stinks. What are we going to do? Waste this?
Yeah, they're all in right now, and I kind of like it. I understand the concern of what you gave up.
Well, wouldn't you be if you were Joe Douglas and you're Robert Saleh? Do you care what future assets you're giving up?
You might not even be here to deal with those future
assets.
Exactly
right. You'll lose your job.
Mike McCann is like, well, I left the cupboard really full as far as draft picks are concerned. Who cares?
Right. And if this is what the owner wants, I'm going to do what the owner wants.
Picture this: you arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad to have you back.
I'm back.
Where'd you go?
I didn't miss anything.
No, they added a little extra commercial or two
That's
to the
fine.
Break.
We yeah. need plenty of commercials. We should have more commercials.
That's less of us then.
Let People you eat.
Wouldn't like that. I've had two bites of my eggs.
Well, you should. I mean, all of a sudden you want to talk to John and have a conversation
no,
instead of eating.
People, because I'm very friendly to the people.
You are very friendly.
And they come up and they want to talk to me, and who am I to say no?
I just said you were the meal baby.
I like the people.
You're the meal baby.
I like the people.
You should like the people.
This is what makes it all tick. This is what makes it all go. Now, John Winthrop, our esteemed boss, is here.
The boss, yeah.
Last time we had him on, we did like an 11 rating in that segment.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, John.
He rates highly. How about yesterday? I go, John, what are you going to wear? It's going to be like 80-something degrees. You're going to go shorts. He goes, I was thinking capris.
You open his closet, it's Mickey and capris.
John, no, he has, get rid of your pants. Wear diapers.
Storage boxes of Mickey t-shirts.
And he added. And he only breaks them out for like special occasions.
No, the man goes to Disney for a week and only wears Disney apparel.
John, we got to have John on. John, what time did you get here? He got here like...
Show him your watch. Show Dave the face of your watch.
Stand up, John, when I'm talking to
Let
you.
Let me see the face of this watch. Oh, my God.
It's Mickey.
All right, so he's our boss.
Man's got eight kids.
He runs things here, and he's the best. John Winthrop. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
People love you.
I mean... I'm not. Are you surprised, really?
No, I'm not.
I'm actually not.
So you want to hear a funny story about Disney?
Yes, please.
So tomorrow I'm going to Disney.
Are you serious?
For 36 hours.
I mean, this.
Oh, yeah, this is. I heard this.
This is that weekend.
This is that weekend.
I mean, what? Honestly, well, do you ever think you might have an issue?
The wife is due in August.
Yes.
And she wanted to get one more trip in. So we found a 36-hour window to get down there. So originally we were going to leave tonight, but with the tailgate.
Yeah, you couldn't handle it.
No, I couldn't.
That'd be a lot for you. So you're going to leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow night.
So you're going to work tomorrow.
Yep.
Down to Disney.
Back first thing Sunday morning. Yep.
Nice. Look at you. Now,
and see how happy he is, though.
This isn't like most people would be like,
well, yeah, but like most people, like me and you, would be like, oh, you were talking about taking a trip. You got to fly for 36 hours.
Are you bringing any of the kids on this trip?
Some of them. Not all of them.
Guys, he's like Antonio Cromartie, this guy.
He has many children. Well, we have number 5 on the way in August, right?
Yeah.
And it won't be the last. I'm guaranteeing right now.
Really?
No, there'll be one more. I'm going to put my foot down.
No, you won't. You won't. You're going on a 36-hour trip to Disney. There's no foot. You're not putting any foot down.
That's how this whole thing started, John.
Yeah.
So tell the people last time you took a non-Disney vacation.
2009. Now, here's the thing. I've taken cruises, but they're Disney.
Of course.
I've gone to Hawaii, but there's a Disney hotel there. Yeah. Disney has
a lot of... Everything is a Disney thing.
It's a big footprint.
Tell the people that might not know how you proposed to your beautiful wife.
On Splash Mountain.
This is not lies.
No. I mean, it's a guy that has real... And
now, it's going down. We were going down the mountain.
She was going what?
And I held up a sign.
I would have proposed probably, too.
I got to put the picture on social. Remind me to send it to our...
Yes, I'd love to see that picture.
And did she say yes as you were?
You've seen the picture where he's got the sign up.
Yeah. I don't think she knew that the...
She didn't know what I held up. And then when we got to the, when you look at your photo, she saw. And then I had to, get down on a knee right there.
Nothing is as romantic as the hot pavement of Disney.
Yeah, I mean, right? You have a problem. It's clear you have a problem. At this point, it's a problem. It's an addiction.
But, I give my money back to the company. So it's a good relationship.
This is how he stays employed. The money you're paying me, I'm actually giving back to you.
Now... Tell me if this is accurate. John, you would know this. I'm getting a text from someone that says Splash Mountain closed yesterday.
Well, in Disneyland it did. It closed in Disney World a while ago.
So there's no more Splash Mountain, John?
Well, it's going to become Tiana's Adventure. So it's going to be a similar ride. We don't need to get into the whole minutiae.
Well, I think people are concerned with...
It's not closed. It's going to come back as a different reimagining, as we call it.
As we call it.
As now, you also have a vlog, a Disney vlog that you put on.
The wife has a YouTube channel, Disney Mom Life on YouTube. Check it out.
And they can watch you bake Disney cookies.
Super delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as involved as much as I used to during the pandemic. You know, I was
he's
more
making
available.
Sensory bags, Rice yeah. Krispie treats.
You really are a treat of a man.
I live quite a life.
And you love football, too.
Love
like,
it.
Don't get confused. All right, here's my question for you. This is a good question. Disney or football?
Football, all the time.
Okay.
So we usually take a trip in December.
Yeah.
And we always fly back on Saturday.
You can't miss out.
You wouldn't even risk an early flight on Sunday.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
No. If I offered you $25,000 cash.
Yeah.
You don't watch any football this year.
No chance. No,
you wouldn't even consider it.
I'll win more of that gambling.
And it's parlays. Yeah. It's dollar parlays.
And that's an issue as well. You do realize like all he does these stupid like 16-team parlays. He's like, I've won 9. Like, all right, you still have to hit 7. You do realize that every gambler, professional gambler, says the dumbest thing to do is the parlay, right?
All right. Well, you know
what? All right.
Take a look at my track record.
This is your best friend.
I love him.
Yeah, you love him.
How can you not love him?
How can you not love him?
Absolutely love him.
You can't have a closet full of capris without hitting a couple of parlays. So I'll just say that.
All right. John, we appreciate you and all you do, and you're the best. And hopefully you have a great time in Disney with some of the children this weekend. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to some of your Jets brethren.
Look at all these calls. Yeah, mention Jets.
You know, I think the Giants are going to play football this year, too.
Listen, it's probably in your best interest right now.
I love
it. Under the radar.
I love it. You guys take all the slings and arrows, all the attention, and we get down to business, then the Giants step up.
Yeah, you got to be confident, though, with the Giants.
Feel great about the Giants.
More talented team.
Than last year's Giants.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, it's funny, though, because most of the people that I've seen so far when they start breaking down, and listen, it's early, you're going on, I mean, the schedule, rosters, most of them point to the Giants as the team that could take a step back. Playoff team that doesn't make the playoffs.
I think the Giants could, this might be a weird thing to say, and stay with me here, a better team without a better record.
I could see that.
Like, I think you could look at them and be like, boy, Daniel Jones is better this year than he was last year, and the defense is better, and Thibodeau is better, but they have a tough schedule, and they won all those coin flip games. They won last year. What happens if you go .500 in those games?
Yeah, but I mean, don't you imagine that Daniel Jones is going to be a better version of what he was last year?
Yes, but I think the Giants will take a definite step forward, but
right,
I don't think that necessitates that they win more games.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess my point to you would be this. So if Daniel Jones is better and doesn't throw for just 15 touchdowns, right, offense is more explosive,
right,
that maybe there won't be as many one-score games.
Maybe.
Like, look at the NFC. The NFC is not great compared to the AFC.
It's not great, but the Giants' schedule is not easy by any
stretch. It's not easy. No, it's not easy, and you're in a tough division. I mean, the Eagles are going to be one of the...
Are there any gimmies in that division?
Any gimme? No. I mean, maybe Washington, depending on what they do at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those are very winnable games. And I don't think the Giants will go 0-4 against Dallas and Philadelphia either. I think they'll win at least one of those four games. I'm just saying, you got San Francisco, you got the Jets, right? You have Buffalo. It's a daunting schedule.
Yeah, you got a tough schedule. But, I mean, again, you saw your coach squeeze about as much out of, like I've seen in a long time. When you looked at what the Giants had, the talent that was on this team.
And that's why that loss to the Eagles didn't, I mean, I don't like losing to the Eagles.
No, how could you be?
But you won a game in Minnesota.
And Daniel Jones played great.
I think about that. We were sitting here a year ago, how awful were they going to be? A year later, they made the playoffs and won a game? Pretty remarkable.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Corey Greenwich.
I went on a bucket list to go to the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, nice. Wow. See any naked ladies?
We'll see naked ladies.
I saw Danica Patrick.
How did Danica look in person?
Oh, she had a one-piece pink suit on.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a penthouse forum. Can you please get to your question, Corey?
I'm just asking questions.
My God.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
All American Ford is an amazing sponsor of the show.
I ask all the people here at Public.
Oh, wait till you see. Do we have them?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. No, no, no. I want to show you. Where's the...
Right,
they are right now. Where's the hats? You have the hats?
Right over me.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Ah, yes, the big 9 o'clock hour. We are live at Publicans. We got here bright and early. Rick is guzzling in a large orange juice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vitamin C,
Let's
baby.
Go!
Now, this portion of the show, music just it just died.
What did?
The music.
Raymond kind of has been in that weird spot where it's either like too loud
right.
and lasts too long.
Or just gone.
Gone.
The fader
must be
slowly
broken.
Slowly faded, Raymond. This portion of the show, driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We have another giveaway
yep.
coming up later in the show with a chance to win your beautiful Bronco. So, Mets, Yankees, DeAndre Hopkins. I saw this earlier on Get Up. Diana Rossini was reporting. She won't join our show anymore because I believe I've scared her off.
You lurk, yep.
But I think it's a
Which
good point.
Which is weird, though.
What?
I mean, all you did was say nice things.
All I said is congratulations
right,
on having
but it
a baby.
Was like kind of like, but you were doing like investigative work for the show. Like
That's
you
right.
wanted, like you were checking out some of her social media stuff. It wasn't like you were one of the guys that said, hey, can I have a picture of your feet or something?
Diana,
which,
I have
which
been.
Which she told
lurking.
Us happens.
That's creepy.
Right.
All
Rachel,
I said
did
is
you,
I've been.
Did you
I've been
all take it? In a negative light that I asked and was pleased and congratulated you on your nuptials.
So
see that's the concerning part.
So I said congratulations on your nuptials and now all of a sudden
I think the initial creepiness kind of turned her off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyhow, she had a conversation on Get Up earlier today about DeAndre Hopkins. How
yep.
much of a help would it mean to the Giants? I mean, think about how much of an addition that would be, even if he's not great like he once was. He's still very good. So now you have Waller, Hopkins, Hodgins,
Hyatt,
Slayton,
Paris Campbell,
Hyatt, Barkley, Campbell. You have like a plethora of guys now. I think if you are looking to make Daniel Jones, now he might not want to go to the Giants.
Well, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, all of it.
Right, but he might not want to go to the Giants because he wants to go to a team that's on the precipice of winning.
Okay, but what are the things he said, though? Think about what he said.
He wants good coaching. Quarterback.
Stable front office,
good quarterback, and a team that can win.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? Kansas City,
But he's looking to get paid, too. How about the opportunity to be the guy?
But are you going to pay him? Maybe the Giants, are you going to pay him $13 million a year?
Well, no. I mean, if you want to do some incentives, but, I mean, a chance to actually reestablish yourself as a top guy, who else are they throwing to? I mean, they have guys. Your wide receiver room feels like my offensive line room with the Jets.
We have a million options.
The strength in numbers.
You don't know that anybody's going to be really very good. Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
And you don't have a number one guy.
Right. But if you're – so let's just say for argument's sake, you're DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Right? All right, DeAndre, you want to go to Buffalo, Josh Allen. They go to the playoffs every single year and have been to the AFC Championship game. You want to go to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and almost –
Well, Mahomes is number one.
And almost guarantee yourself going to an AFC Championship game. Or would you prefer to go to the Giants and Daniel Jones? And listen, Dable's good. It's a stable franchise, but you can go to the Giants as well.
Well, I think number one would have to be Patrick Mahomes. If you're a wide receiver and you have the opportunity to play for Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and you say no,
right?
That's a shame on you. Now, you just got Juju Smith-Schuster paid.
He'll get anybody paid.
Right. So, I mean, that would be number one. I think it depends on what you want. I mean, if he is now all set with, like, he's money, financially he's good, and he wants to try to compete for a championship, I would say Buffalo is probably closer. You pair him with Steph Diggs and Gabe Davis with Dawson Knox and then Kincaid. Yeah, that's pretty formidable. With Josh Allen?
It's nice.
But there's something to be said about being a Giant, being in New York, being the number one guy.
I get that. And, again, I think the Giants is an attractive maybe second choice for him. But here's the thing. If you're Kansas City, you're
offensive-minded head coach, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Kafka seems like he's going to be the next hothead coach.
And you could argue that the Giants are an up-and-coming team. And you could argue that he could be maybe the number one option as far as the receivers
go.
Waller could be, too.
Yeah, but as far as wide receivers concerned,
you
would be paying him to be the number one guy.
Our best wide receiver, right. I think, absolutely. But I don't know. I've read articles that I don't know that Kansas City or Buffalo really want to pay him a lot. Like, they want to have him join, reestablish himself, and go after the Super Bowl.
Okay, so, I mean, that's the argument I would make to him if I was the Giants.
Fine.
Come
now,
here, reestablish yourself.
But
and then,
if you're the Giants, are you going to – because if you're the Giants, you're not that team that's on the precipice of going to big places, I don't think.
No, I don't think big places, but I think if – I mean, I'm hoping we get some calls from Giants fans. I think it's easy today to sit here because you've kind of taken a backseat to the Jets and say, we'll be more talented, but we could have, you know, a better team on paper but a worse record and not be a playoff team when – the reality is we get to week 18 and you're not a playoff team, you're going to be disappointed.
Can I finish a thought? You'll be disappointed. I don't know the level of disappointment. I think that if the Giants go 9-8 and miss out on the – But so, I mean –
You want a road playoff game.
I understand
that. You just
that.
Paid your quarterback a ton of money.
Can I see how the season goes before I have this
– Yeah, you can. My only – this is all I'm saying to you, is that if Daniel Jones plays well and things for some reason just don't go your way, it's just that you're not getting the – You're not getting the bounces in the one-score games, right. And you're a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Easy today to say, no big deal. Week 18, you're not in the playoffs. You're gonna be upset.
Maybe so. Can I at least see the way it plays out?
Yeah, you can see the way it plays
out.
You
know me. I might be horrified.
Right.
I might say I can't believe this happened. What a failed season. And it might play out. I think lesser of a chance. And I'm like, you know what? I can see some positivity moving forward. And Jones had a good season. That's also the thing. Do I not make the playoffs and Daniel Jones looks bad and regresses? Now I'm livid, right? But does the ball bounces the wrong way? That's different. So I'd have to see how it goes. But why would I not want DeAndre Hopkins?
No, I think you would want DeAndre Hopkins. I just think that because of the success they had last season in year one of what was supposed to be a rebuild, kind of a let's sit back and assess what we have.
Right.
For Dable and that coaching staff to do what they did. And your team be a playoff team that actually wins a playoff game on the road? Like, this thing has been now fast-forwarded.
But to what? Like,
here's the thing. I don't know because they've taken a back seat. I don't know because we haven't heard from Giants fans.
All right, so let me ask you
that. I would say that you'd want to build on, like, I'm not saying you have to win.
So what does that mean? Building is going to the NFC Championship game?
No. Because I don't think they're there yet. I think what happened last year was a surprise to everyone, and you enjoyed it because it was a surprise. Like, go back to the tailgate, watching the Green Bay game. You came in nonchalant, had your Lawrence Taylor jersey on, your M&Ms, having a good time.
Right.
I said, how do you feel about this? I don't see Crazy Dave. You're like, I have no expectations. If they win, great. If they don't, I won't be devastated. I think because now the Jets have taken the front page or the back page, whatever you want to call it, and we talk about them every single day, I don't know if we've heard enough from Giants fans to know what the act for them, not you, what their expectations for this season.
I think the expectation is they're going to be a good football team. Whether that translates into they get into the playoffs again and win a playoff game, I don't know. That's not that easy to get into.
No, I don't think it's that easy either. But if you're telling me you like the quarterback and you just paid him a ton of money.
I think I do.
Okay, and they're going to be a more talented team and you love your head coach.
Right.
In a weak NFC, it feels like you should be a playoff team.
I think that's fair.
And you'd be disappointed if you weren't.
I think you probably would be somewhat disappointed if you weren't a playoff.
That's all
team.
I'm saying.
But again, am I 9-8 that I don't get in?
No, but look at what, dude. I'm telling you right now. If I told anyone in here that the Knicks were going to make the second round of the playoffs and lose in Game 6, you would have signed it with blood. You would have signed up for it. And because of how it happened, and it wasn't Milwaukee, it was the Heat, and Julius Randle wasn't good. It's like, oh, what are we going to do? We got to fix this. Julius Randle stinks. This guy's got to be traded. Everyone's up for trade. Like no one wants to talk about Julius Randle sprained his ankle twice. It's just this wasn't good enough. Let's start making moves. Like, it happens fast.
It happens fast.
And I think right now you get the benefit of it's happening fast for the Jets.
And you know what? A couple things that you love. You love the head coach. There's
love
not
him.
One person
I
out
love
there.
Him.
How could you not?
Dude, I'm telling you right
honestly.
Now. I would – and listen, I think Robert Saleh is hopefully, fingers crossed, going to be a good head coach. I would take Dable all day, every day.
Of course you would.
Like even what – but how about – I don't know how many people in this room watch the actual – like the inside the draft rooms.
Right.
Like what a difference though. Like Dable with Shane – how involved, like he's texting Sean McVay, making deals, like how, like those two were like together.
Yeah.
And then it was like Joe Douglas at a computer by himself, like predicting what was going to happen, and like over in the corner, oh, look, there's Robert Saleh in the corner. And they're like, we'll take Will McDonald. And then all of a sudden, Saleh's like, oh, yeah, you sell it. Like,
yeah, it was different. It felt like
it was
Giants
different
were really,
vibe.
There was a simpatico there, absolutely.
But like he's more involved with
you
that.
Love the head coach. And you know what I think is big that there's not been a ton of discussion about?
I do.
Is the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator are both back.
I think that
so
was huge.
So you have some kind of symmetry moving
forward.
Okay,
but that's another fear, though. Because you like both of those guys. Now, I think, I mean, has the time passed for Wink to be a head coach?
I think maybe so.
Okay, but not Kafka.
No, he's not going to be here for
right.
long.
Right, so, I mean, it feels like you dodged the bullet because you have him back. It's year two now for Daniel Jones in this same system.
If he's good, if the Giants offense is good again, he's gone.
Gone.
I don't think there's any doubt
gone.
About
so,
that.
So, I mean, you'd like to be – I mean, I'm not saying you have to make a run to the NFC Championship game, but you'd like to kind of be now you've established –
I'd like to be good. I think
you've established yourself as a kind of perennial, we expect to be in the playoffs
well,
kind of
and,
team.
And then if you would listen to your buddy Bill Barnwell, he sits here and says that he thinks the Giants have taken a step back.
RJ, I'm not joking, man. I could call today, send in and ask. I want him on the show tomorrow because I'll be somewhat sober by tomorrow. I would want him on the show. I won't be nice.
You won't be nice?
I know I will.
You'll be nice.
I was going to say I won't be mean, but I turned it into I will.
I was like, I won't be nice. It's a very aggressive thing to say.
Mm-hmm. It's the orange juice.
I like Barnwell. I'd like to have him.
No, I do too, and he does the work. I just don't understand how. I mean,
so then we ask him. We're confused. We sit here, and I think we're pretty good sports fans. How can you sit here and tell me the Jets have taken a step back, or the Jets have had one of the worst off seasons in the NFL?
It makes no sense. I mean, they have to be. If you rank the teams that had the most improvement, to go from Zach Wilson, Mike White to Aaron Rodgers, I mean, how do you quantify how big a jump that is?
And the same thing with the Giants. He has the Giants as the 29th offseason. I look at the Giants and I'm so excited by what they've done. He looks at them and says he doesn't like it. I don't think that's predicated on Daniel Jones. He doesn't like Daniel Jones. But
yeah, but look what these quarterbacks are going to make it. Like, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I don't know at any point is Daniel Jones going to be the best quarterback in the league? No. Is he going to be a top five quarterback? No. But as the prices for the quarterbacks keep going up, like I was listening to First Take yesterday, and Mad Dog was like, there's no chance I'm paying Jaylen Brown $295 million. It's too much money.
Right.
And J.J. Redick's like,
that's what they get.
No, he goes, that's the going rate. He goes, wait till the new TV money kicks in. You're going to say $295 for Jalen Brown's a deal compared to what everyone else is
making. That's what they get.
So, like, I mean, is it a lot of money for Daniel Jones after one good year?
But everyone's so up in arms. How could you pay him $40 million? That's what quarterbacks get. They get $40 million.
Right, because that's what you had to pay him. And on top of that, it gives you the flexibility to do other things around him.
In a year, Daniel Jones will be middle of the pack as far as NFL quarterbacks are concerned.
Yeah, and you would expect that Daniel Jones is kind of hovering right around that, like, 10 to 12 best quarterback in the league. Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, if he's 10, you're in good
shape.
Let's hope. Yeah, you're in good shape. Let's go to Pat in Brooklyn. Pat, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Hop is going to have fun in Cleveland. That's my prediction. And go get back with that animal, Watson. And I think the Giants need to take care of that Leo contract situation, extend them a year or two.
Well, they're going
clear
to.
They're about 13 or 14 million. And then go after Marcus Peters. I think a third cornerback is necessary in Wink Martindale's defense. What do you think, Dave?
And yeah, I think that's not a bad idea, but I don't think that it's, and thanks for the call, Pat, that one means excludes the other. Like
if
you kick money down the road with Leonard Williams, you'll have money for DeAndre Hopkins. And again, I don't know. He's not going to be $15 million a year. I can't imagine.
DeAndre?
Yeah. You think he's going to get that much money?
Well, did you think that Odell was going to get that much money?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I did not.
He's going to be right around there. I mean, Odell's what, 15 with a chance to make 18? It's going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Coming off a second ACL.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to pay. But again, you had to satiate Lamar Jackson.
Right. Well, I mean, he said, you get me, but his names were, yeah, give me DeAndre and Odell.
Yeah.
So we'll say we'll do Odell.
He might not wind up with the Giants. I don't think he will.
No, I don't know. Listen, I mean, if I had money similar with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, or the
I don't
the
think
Giants,
it will be. I can't. You think the Chiefs
Cleveland?
Are going
to? It sounds like he's talking
Cleveland's
to Sean Watson
too.
All the time.
Well, Watson wants it, but do you think the Kansas City is going to offer DeAndre Hopkins $15 million? They don't do that.
No, but if I want to reestablish my market, and it's almost guaranteed, if Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. I don't know.
But
I mean,
that's
pretty enticing.
You signed for $5 million then?
So you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Because I value winning over everything, especially if I've already made money. If I've already made money, I'm telling you right now. I said this to a kid yesterday because the kid was all depressed about something. I said, listen, man, I played in the All-Star game. I would trade all. Like, name what you want from me, and I would give it to you for one Stanley Cup. Anything. Like, I love playing in the Olympic, all that stuff. But if you told me
that's what it's all about.
My name was on the cup, forget it. Because that's forever.
Never goes away.
Never goes away. They say it would be Stanley Cup champion Rick DiPietro and Dave Rothenberg.
I'd be on there too.
Well, not on the cup, but the show.
Oh,
you could be.
I'd like to go on the cup.
All right,
that'd be nice.
I'll get you on the cup.
Rangers win the cup.
I get my name
etched right in there.
When the Jets win the championship, you'd be on the floor.
No, thank you.
You'll stand right in front of me like Titanic.
I don't want to be anywhere near that. I'll take that week off. I'll go to Aruba.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.